This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing had held bilateral talks in New Delhi today. The talks aimed to further strengthen the historical and civilizational ties between the two countries. The entire gamut of relations between Myanmar and India, including security and connectivity, came up for discussions during their talks. The President of Myanmar will meet President Draupadi Murmu this evening at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He is also scheduled to visit the Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One exhibition at Raipithora Cultural Complex in the national capital. The exhibition is showcasing the revered sacred Piprava relics associated with Gautam Buddha, along with significant associated antiquities. President Hlaing will travel to Mumbai tomorrow for business and industry interactions and site visits. The India-Oman Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, has come into force today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, CEPA will deepen the economic and strategic ties between the two nations. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that CEPA is not simply a trade agreement, but it is a statement of civilizational trust.
I am confident that this comprehensive agreement will add a new momentum to our ties with Oman. From day one, India will secure duty-free access on 98% of Oman's tariff lines, covering over 99% of India's exports to Oman. CEPA is a blueprint of our shared future.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Mr. Goyal on the India-Oman Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The Prime Minister said the article emphasizes that the government's efforts to sign trade agreements with developed countries help improve the lives of every Indian. Pradhan Mantri Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi or PM Swanidhi scheme completed 6 years today. PM Swanidhi has enabled millions of street vendors to access easy credit and build sustainable livelihoods over the last 6 years. Since its launch in 2020, more than 1 crore 12 lakh loans have already been disbursed. Hailing the scheme, Prime Minister Modi said, the scheme has transformed the lives of countless street vendors by ensuring access to collateral-free credit, financial inclusion, and new opportunities for growth. The Allahabad High Court has ruled that Lok Adalats and District Legal Services Authorities have no jurisdiction to grant divorce decrees, saying the power to dissolve a marriage rests exclusively with family courts. The Lucknow bench of the High Court said Lok Adalats are empowered only to facilitate amicable settlements and cannot exercise judicial powers reserved for competent courts. India and Australia today affirmed the importance of enhancing cooperation with regional partners to help maintain a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific. During the second edition of India-Australia Defence Ministers' Dialogue in New Delhi, both the countries underscored the importance of freedom of navigation and overflight and the strong support for unimpeded trade in the region and other lawful uses of the sea consistent with international law. The meeting was co-chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Richard Marles. In Myanmar, the death toll from a powerful explosion in Kong Thup village of Nam Kam Township has risen to 55. More than 70 people were injured in the blast, which occurred yesterday, following the accidental detonation of materials allegedly stored for mining purposes. In the 22nd Asian Under-20 Athletics Championships, India delivered a historic campaign, finishing second in the standings with 19 medals comprising 10 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze in Hong Kong. The runner-up finish marked India's best-ever performance at the Continental Track and Field Championships outside home turf. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent on winning 19 medals. In the Under-17 Asian Wrestling Championships, Indian women grapplers delivered a strong performance, winning a total of 10 medals, including 2 gold, 3 silver and 5 bronze at Da Nang in Vietnam. Leading the charge, Diksha in 43kg category and Garima in 73 clinched the gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.